Chapter 4, The Meaning of Death. The Wobegon had just reverted to real space when 114D's audio sensors registered unusual sounds from aft. An activation click, a prolonged hiss of energy, a dopplering slash, a stuttering exhalation of breath. The sounds were followed by a sudden outpouring of heat from the corridor that accessed the cargo bays and what might have been interpreted as a gust of wind. Only by adjusting the input rate of its photoreceptors was the droid able to identify the blur that raced into the cabin space as a male Mune, dressed in a hooded robe, trousers, and soft boots that reached his shins. Makap, Pepe, Wandao, and Zuto turned in unison as the Mune came to a momentum-defying stop a few meters from where the four of them were seated. Clenched in his right hand was a crimson-bladed energy device the droid's databank recognized as a lightsaber, a weapon used almost exclusively by members of the Jedi Order. And yet the recognition prompted a moment of bewilderment. The Jedi were known to be guardians of peace and enforcers of justice. But the Mune's comportment, the set of his long limbs, the feral working of his jutting jaw, the yellow blaze in his eyes, suggested anything but peace. As for justice, 114D couldn't retrieve a single instance of the four crew members having performed an offense that warranted capital punishment. The humming lightsaber dangling from his left hand, the Mune remained silent, letting his posture speak for his nefarious intent. In turn, the crew members, realizing that they were being wrongly accused, clambered to their feet, reaching at the same time for the weapons strapped to their hips and thighs. That the Mune permitted them to do so furnished 114D with yet another mystery, at least until it realized that the Mune was merely courting combat. The droid wondered what Captain La could possibly have said or done to arouse so much wrath in the Mune. It replayed the memory of her priming the blaster. Had she decided that the problems the Mune presented for the Wobegon could best be solved by killing him, only to have misjudged him entirely? Regardless, it was apparent that the Mune believed the entire ship complicit in Captain La's actions and had decided to take it upon himself to mete out retribution of the cruelest sort. 114D assumed that this would include him, and instantly initiated a series of redundant routines that would back up and store data in order to provide a record of what was about to occur. The face-off tableau in the cabin space had endured for only a moment when Wendao, who had served as a bodyguard for a celebrated hut, leapt into action, drawing and firing his blaster even as he raced for cover behind one of the bulkheads. A split second behind, Makap raised his weapon and fired a continuous hail of blaster bolts at the Mune. In the same instant, Zuto and Pepe, crouched low to the deck, sprang forward in an attempt to outflank their opponent and place him at the center of a deadly crossfire. From the passageway that led to the cockpit came the rapid footfalls of the pilot, Bleer, and the ship's Dresselian navigator, Simasali. 114D knew that they had been monitoring cam feeds of the cargo bay and thought it likely that they had witnessed whatever sentence the Mune had levied on Captain La. The Mune's reaction to the barrage of bolts that converged on him required almost more processing power than the droid had at its disposal. By employing a combination of body movements, lightsaber, and naked right hand, the agile sentient evaded, deflected, or returned every shot that targeted him. Slowly surrendering energy, the bolts caromed from the deck and bulkheads, touching off alarms, prompting a switch to emergency illumination, and unleashing cascades of fire-suppressant foam from the ceiling aerosols. No sooner had the Balasar and the Dresselian entered the cabin space than hatches sealed the corridors, preventing any escape from the melee. Only 114D's ability to calculate trajectories and react instantaneously to danger kept it from being on the receiving end of any of the numerous ricochets. Spying Bleer and Simasali, the Mune hurled the lightsaber in a spinning arc that took off the Balasar's antenna palps and scalp and most of the wrinkled Dresselian's left shoulder, misting the already agitated air with teal-colored blood. As alarms continued to wail and foam continued to gush, Bleer folded and fell face first to the slickened deck, while Simasali, screeching in pain, collapsed to one side, reaching futilely for his severed arm with the other.